Alyssa Sprecher works with Access Community Health Centers. She's a certified application counselor. That means she has training to help others enroll for health coverage on the new marketplace. For the second day in a row, Sprecher says the federal government's website had computer problems, so they weren't able to help people compare and shop for coverage online.
A little frustrating, but we do have to take into consideration that there's a lot of people in the United States trying to navigate this website and trying to get some sort of insurance. And maybe not everybody's applying for insurance, but they're curious, like most of us, what it looks like for their state.
People have until March 31st to sign up for plans sold on the exchange. Those wanting coverage by January have to sign up by December 15th. Sprecher says many people have general questions about the marketplace and don't know what documents they need to qualify for subsidies. So counselors have prepared a list of what people interested in the marketplace will need. For instance, Social Security number and household income, along with information about any existing health coverage. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.